Blog Talk Radio.
Solidarity
We need to start loving and respecting themselves and loving and respecting each other and stand together united to fight this cause in a nonviolent way so that we will have equality in this country. So now that I've given you my updates, I need to talk about another issue that has made the news this week, because it was, well, I'll explain to you every week how these topics that I talk about are chosen. I listen to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit tells me what to talk about, because I want to bring to you the truth in the best way that I know how. I want you to take this truth and be healed from it and then receive a blessing from it. So I thank you all for listening out there every week and hearing the truth and taking it and letting it heal you and letting yourself be blessed by it. And I thank everybody out there who's been researching on their own to find the truth, because it's out there. We just have to want it. We have to seek it. And also, I hope all of you had a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. And we're in the holiday season now, and it's really difficult for some people. And so I just ask that you continue to pray for us all. Now, back in 1981, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control reported the first 5 known cases of HIV, which was in Los Angeles. It was done and received, I would say, by 2 healthy gay men. They had contracted pneumonia and they died. This was back in 1981. It was just 2 cases that they knew about. Today, there's more than 1 million Americans that have this virus. 1 million Americans that have this immune deficiency virus going on. Now, I've heard people within the last year talk about this disease, and they don't think that it's still potent, where you can catch it that easily anymore. And that's because we don't talk about it like we used to. Yes, there's medicines out there that can control it, more so than it was years ago when it first arrived, but it's still the same dangerous disease that it has always been. It is still the same disease that will kill, ill, that will change your life forever. It is still the same disease that you can catch by having unprotected sex. It is still the same disease that has no name, meaning that it doesn't just attach itself to people because of their sexuality. It attaches itself to people who are having unprotected sex, who are having casual sex and not really knowing their partner, who are having sex with people and they don't know parenthood, or to a clinic and have yourself tested and have the person that you are planning on indulging in sexually with, have them tested. Or better yet, you can buy a kit and test each other. That's a very simple thing to do before you go and become intimate with that person. You need to know this. It's your right to know. If you're going to exchange bodily fluids with that person and you say that you're going to give them one of your most prized possessions, which is your body, then why is it not worth it that you find out? So I'm asking and I'm begging everybody out there who is not celibate, who is not abstinent, to get tested and get your partner tested. Because this HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, it hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't slowed down. It's real. And it's there. Now, if you have any comments or any questions, you can call me. If I'm saying things that you don't feel is true, call me. And let's hear the truth. Call me at 347 347-237-5247. 347-237-5247. Because this is a serious conversation. This is a serious topic. And we need to talk about it. Really. Now, back in 1981, when the first case arrived in Los Angeles, David, it's really not. Because it was first a death sentence. But now, if a person catches HIV and they begin treatment early, say they're mid-20s, they have a life expectancy of at least 77. But that means they have to have treatment. That means they have to have medicine. That means they have to have insurance or some type of finance that will allow them to have this type of medicine. Because see, this disease attacks the immune system, and now they found that it can be controlled by different medicines. But they estimate that 1,155,000 Americans have HIV. And out of that, about 180,000 are age 13 and older that don't know they have, I'm sorry, not out of that, but in addition, 180,000 people age 13 and older don't even know they have the disease. Get tested. 2011, there was over 49,000 new cases of HIV. And out of that, 35,000 developed AIDS. Now you may say, well, what's the difference? Well, you can carry the virus, which is HIV, which is what, when you hear people talk about Magic Johnson, he's carrying the virus. It takes onto your body, it can lie dormant, like HIV does. But then when it blooms into your body, it becomes AIDS. And that is when it becomes very serious. It moves into the next stage, and it becomes very fatal. Now, by 1992, 200,000 people had already died from this AIDS virus. Or 1 million cases had been reported, and 500,000 people had died. This is serious. This is very serious. This is still in existence. And we need to understand, and we need to wake up, because in the United States alone, most with AIDS have died. That's only the people that have been diagnosed. That's not the people that actually have it, because as we said, there are people walking around that don't know they have it every day. See, the HIV, it causes failure to the immune system. It makes the body more susceptible to infections and cancer. People walking around with illnesses, not knowing why they're sick, not knowing how they became sick. And a lot of times, they don't know it until they're in the hospital, sick with something else. So we really need to understand that this virus is serious. We really need to understand that we have a choice. It's not like other diseases where cancer, they still don't know exactly what causes that and who gets it and who doesn't. They claim that it could be genetic. So we're supposed to get colonoscopies and mammograms annually, if we, colonoscopies every 5 years, if you have someone in your family that has had colon cancer, or if you had someone in your family that has had breast cancer, we're supposed to get checked for these things because they believe that it could be genetic. But AIDS is not genetic. It is one of those diseases that we can't stop ourselves from catching it. It is one of those diseases that we can control as far as if we want to obtain it. But we don't act that way. You know, it's difficult when you have diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol, because you have to change your eating habits to control it, or you have to change your eating habits. And some of that they're finding out is genetic, whether you change your eating habits or not. Through exercise and eating different things, it can be controlled, but it does not stop the arteries from doing what they do. It just slows the process down. Now, AIDS is different, and I can't stress this enough. It's not like Ebola, where if you're in the same vicinity with a person and they don't even know they have it, just breathing in the air, you can contact it. Doing different, only able to contact it by sexual intercourse. So, as I said earlier, we need to understand this, and we need to make ourselves more responsible, more protective of our temple that God gave us, more protective of this body that God gave us. Why? It shouldn't have a cost on it. It shouldn't have a price. It should mean the most to us. And this is the easiest thing that we can do. I mean, it's hard to put those sweets down. It's hard to put those carbs down because they're everywhere, everywhere you go, especially holiday season time, all over the place. You can't go to the grocery store without seeing them. You can't shop for your own groceries without seeing them. You can't walk down the street without seeing a restaurant or smelling something good and great to eat. You can't turn on the television without seeing a commercial that's got something on there that you just need to eat. But you can control who you allow to be intimate with. You can control that. You can protect yourself very easy, as I said. One, by being tested. Two, by being abstinent. It's a very simple thing, but for whatever reason, we seem to make it so difficult. Now, this is serious to know that in 2011 alone, and women had HIV, where there was only 13,000. White men and women, and 10,000 Latino men and women. So this is a serious thing among black people. We're not sure why it is. We don't know. Is it because we are affecting each other more and more because we're having unprotected sex, or is it something that it's going on within our mix? We don't know. But that alone should let you know that careful, really. Now, as I said earlier, there was 49,000 diagnoses of this AIDS virus in 2011. And out of that 49,000, 38,000 were adult and adolescent males, 10,000 were adolescent females, and 192 were children under 13. It's affecting our children, too. It's affecting our babies. And we need to understand that. Now, also, in 2011, 8,000 of those cases were between the ages of 20 and 24, between the ages of 30 and 35. So see, it really doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is the fact that you are not protecting yourself. Now, according to the CDC, gay or bisexual men made up almost two-thirds of the 50,000 new infections in the U.S. in 2010. 2011, 30,000 infections in the U.S. came as a result of a male-to-male sexual contact. While gay men continue to represent most HIV infections in the U.S., anyone who practices unsafe sex or shares IV can can contract HIV. Among the 13,000 heterosexual diagnosed in the U.S. in 2011, 4,700 of them were men and 9,000 were women who contracted this virus. And see, there's a lot of people out there using needles now with the drugs and the heroin that's on the rise and other things that are on the rise. They're sharing that needle, getting high. That's another way of contacting it. And it's hard when you're in that world. I'm not sure about that world. I've never been in that world. I've never been high. So I can imagine it's difficult not to share a needle. So I pray for those people, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are going out there in those streets that are giving these people who are drug addicts clean needles so that they won't have to share. Because when you're high like that and you're fiending, you don't care about your life. We know that. So you definitely don't care about if that person that you're sharing that drugs and needles with has HIV or not. So that's another, and the more people that we have that are becoming addicts, drug addicts in this country, as we know, since the war, which I did a show about that, since the war, there's been more opium and more heroin pumped into this country. So now there's an epidemic again. So with that epidemic comes the sharing of needles. And with the sharing of needles comes the spreading of this HIV. So it's just not only through sexual contact, but also through sharing of these needles when the body fluid shares itself. We already talked that men and women have been infected in the U.S. more so in the last years, couple of years, than the other population. It's risen 8 times that of the whites based on the population size. Why is that? That is something we really need to concern ourselves with. We really need to protect ourselves from. Know why. And it'll be a while before we know why. And we shouldn't have to worry about why. All we need to know is that it does exist. And we need to protect ourselves from it. And as I said earlier, the only way to protect yourself from it is to be abstinent. Or not to share those needles. If you are a person that's out there and you can't help yourself as far as you're out there on the streets and you're shooting up with drugs, try to go somewhere where they're offering you free. Try to go somewhere and get that clean needle. Or if you're a person that's out there and you really are into having casual sex or just intimate with the person that you believe that you're having a one-on-one relationship with. Just protect yourself. Get checked. Make it a 6-month rule if you're out there having different partners. Make it a 6-month rule. Every 6 months I'm going to get checked, or every time I am with a person, I'm going to get checked. Now here's something interesting. 5 states make up almost half of the new diagnoses in the U.S. in 2011. Why is that? And those 5 states are where there's a lot densely population. California, New York, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Think about it. Those states have a lot of transient people in and out constantly, and they're densely populated. So you got people going in and out, traveling in and out, vacationing in and out, visiting in and out, partying in and out, taking care of business in and out in these states. What's going on when they're doing all that? They're having casual sex. And because of that, the disease is spreading. So if you live in those states, you really have to be careful. Georgia, California, New York, Texas, Florida, if utilities, especially unprotected. I'll say it again, Georgia, California, New York, Texas, Florida. This is serious. Now globally, 33.4 million people are living with HIV and AIDS. 25 million people have died since 1980. HIV live in developing and moderate income nations. 28.6 million people in the poor and moderate income countries should be on this antiretroviral medication, but only a third of these people are getting this treatment. Why is that? That's another problem that we won't even get into in this show right here, this segment. We have to understand that it's not something that's going to go away. We need to know the truth. We need to take this truth and let it heal us. Let it heal our minds. Let it heal our habits. Let it control our actions. When the United States have had the HIV test, and in some states, HIV education is mandatory in 33 states. So we are trying to get the truth out here to the people. But it is our job. It is our job to talk it and to speak it, the truth. That's what I'm here for. And until next week, I'm challenging you all to John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'm challenging you all to know the truth about life, about everything that's going on out there. And we got to keep praying, you guys. We got to keep praying. We got to understand that we have to...
brighter.